We're doing the Ein Yaakov, and we had seen that you make a blessing at the very beginning of the chapter. Ala zikin ve'ala ziva'ot. What are ziva'ot? Ziva'ot are earthquakes, as we discussed. So the Gemara now asks, what are ziva'ot? My ziva'ot. Amar Rav Ketina, Goa. Goa is an earthquake. Rav Ketina avakazil ba'ucha. Rav Ketina was traveling. Kimatcha apitcha de be'uva tamya ganach goa. He was traveling, and he walked near the entrance of uva tamya, an ov. Tamya is bones. That they used to do kishuv. They used to do some kind of sorcery with the bones of a dead body. So he walked next to the entrance, and the earth started shaking next to him. So there's some kind of tremor or earthquake as he passes next to the sorcerer's entrance. Amar miyada uvatamya hai goa mayu. So he said to himself, does this sorcerer know what's going on? Why there's suddenly such a tremor, such an earthquake? Ramale kala. So the sorcerer yelled out to him, Katina, Katina. He calls out to him. He didn't even talk to him. The sorcerer's inside. He's outside. He didn't introduce himself. The sorcerer calls him out by name and says, Katina, Katina, amai lo yadana. Why shouldn't I know? When God, so to speak, remembers, when something arouses the memory that his sons are in pain among the pagans, it's as though God drops two tears into the great ocean. And they could be heard to great distances, and that's the earthquake you just felt. The whole earth is trembling from God's two tears over how His children are suffering. Amar Rav Ketina, Uva Tamya Kadivu Umile Kadivin. He says, you, sorcerer, you're a liar, and everything you say is lies. Ihachi Goa Goa Mi Ba'ele. If that were really the cause, then there should be two tremors. You said two tears. So there should be a tremor followed by a tremor. Veloi. The Gemara says it's not true. Really, the sorcerer was right. Goa goa avid. Really, there were two tremors, one following the other. Vehad lo odile kechid lo litu kuli alma batrei. And what Rav Ketina did was, he said, you're a liar and everything you say is lies, because he saw that people were standing around and they started being impressed. Hey! Look at that sorcerer. Look at how smart he is. He knows something Rav Ketina doesn't know. He even knew it was Rav Ketina standing outside, and he explained to Rav Ketina about God's tears. Let's all go make him our rabbi. You know, we'll go kiss his hands, we'll stand around him and dance and ask him who we should marry, we shouldn't marry, do all kinds of things. And just because he said something and he knows something, So that's why Rav Ketina right away said, you're a liar. He was telling the truth, but he had to make sure that no one else would. He made a mistake, really, by saying, do you know why there was an earthquake? Do you know why there was a tremor? And once he said it, so people were wondering, so Rav Ketina's asking the sorcerer, I could go ask the sorcerer. So that's why Rav Ketina had to rectify. I don't know if he made a mistake, but he had to rectify. Rav Ketina didei amar, kapav sofek zo al gav zo. Rav Ketina himself said, no, God's clapping, so to speak, in pain and sorrow. Shneimav gamani ake kapi el kapi, kapai el kapai, ve'anichoti chamati. God says, I clap my hands, he says to the prophet Ezekiel, as I comfort myself over the harm that I've caused my children. So this is a very important concept which we see a few times, that God, so to speak, says, comfort me. I need comfort over your suffering. And that's what we mention in the Kaddish. Le'ela, we say, God is above mikol birchata v'shirata tushbichata v'nechemata. God is above any comfort. On the one hand, we have this concept that God, so to speak, needs comforting. God says, I'm so upset that my children are suffering. On the other hand, we remind ourselves that God is above all of that. We're talking in these terms, but really He's above that. Rabbi Natan Omer, ancha mitanach, God, so to speak, sighs, shenemar, v'anichoti chamatibam v'hincham v'hinchamti, v'hunchamti. I will sigh and then I will become appeased over what's happened to them. Each of these are explaining what is this a reflection of. And of course, there's depth here. Rav Nissen Gaon has a whole piece on this. What's going on here? Okay. Rabbanan Amri, Boet Barakiah, the rabbis say he kicks the heavens, so to speak, as the verse says, Heidat kadochim yanel kol yoshvei haaretz. God stamps like the people who stamp the grapes over what's going on earth. Avacha bar Yaakov amar dochek tragav tacht kisei hakavod, shenemar ko amar Hashem, ki hashamayim kisei v'aretz adom raglai. And Ravacha bar Yaakov says, God, so to speak, collects his feet under his throne in sorrow over what's going on down here. Okay, so whatever it is, bottom line, an earthquake can be a reflection of the fact that God is upset that we're still suffering in this world, and we make a blessing over the earthquake as well. V'al ha-ra'amim, we said you make a blessing on re'amim, which is thunder. Mai ra'amim, what's thunder? Amar Shmuel, Anani de'ata begalgila. When the clouds come and they rub against one another, so that's the sound you hear when you hear thunder. Ramim, I said, was lightning?
Thunder.
Ramim is thunder. I don't remember what I said. Ramim is thunder. Shneimar kol ramcha begalgal heiru v'rakim tevel ragzav v'tigran sha'aretz. Rabbanan amre anane de'shafche ma'ele adadi. The rabbis say, it's when the clouds pour water to one another, shneimar, v'kol tito amon mayim b'shamayim. That when the clouds are pouring water, that makes a great noise. Rabbacha bar Yaakov amar, bar katakifa de'barik ananya u'metaber gzize de'barza. When you have great lightning and the lightning breaks pieces of hail or pieces of ice, that's what makes the great noise. Ravashi amar anane chalchule mechalchel. Ravashi says the cloud, it really has hollows, meaning the cloud is really has spaces within the cloud. It's not solid that you can say one's crashing against the other. Va'atuziko menasheva pumayu. And when the wind blows by the cloud, so then vidami kizika al pumdane. So it's just like, you know, if you blow over a bottle, so you make noise as you blow over the bottle. So when the wind blows over the clouds, that's what makes the noise of thunder. And the Gemara says it would seem like Rav Acha bar Yaakov, because we see lightning comes and then thunder comes and then rain comes. So it would seem to make sense that the lightning does something that makes the noise, that does something that makes the rain. So the Gemara says that would seem logical. So there's a big discussion. What's the Gemara talking about here? So there are a few approaches in general to Agadita. When the Gemara starts talking about nature, so one approach is the Rambam's son approach. He says, well, the rabbis conferred with the scientists of the day, and based on what they heard from the scientists of the day, they interpreted what they were saying. This wasn't a Torah from Sinai. The interpretation of the Torah was from Sinai. The interpretation of science was from the scientists. And if they got it wrong, it's okay. That was the science of their day. That's the Rambam son's approach. The Maharal says that whenever you encounter situations that the Gemara's discussing nature, the Gemara isn't talking about what is the physical cause of what's happening in nature. The Gemara says the physical cause, leave that to science. That's not what we're talking about. The Gemara is talking about what spiritually causes this to happen. And then when we're talking about clouds and hollow and wind and all this is not on a simple term. It's to the common folk that understood it simply. The rabbis weren't talking about that. Each of these is a Kabbalistic concept. We know that there is a Kabbalistic concept of wind and there's a Kabbalistic concept of ice and there's a Kabbalistic concept of lightning. Each of these are different terms in Kabbalah. So then what are they talking about? They're talking about when God created the world, that there should exist something called thunder. Why did he do that? So then they're starting to talk from the verses. There are concepts that cause this concept to exist. How it happens physically, they were never talking about that. Our sages talk about a rainbow. Why is there a rainbow? Why is there an eclipse? They're talking about the physical world. They knew you could forecast an eclipse too. They weren't saying, you know, if there's injustice in the world, then there'll be an eclipse. That's not what they were saying. They were saying God created an eclipse. So because there would be injustices in the world. And so the eclipse is a way of reflecting that there are times when certain lights are put out and it's not right. So the eclipse, they weren't discussing why right now there's an eclipse. You want to know why there's an eclipse now? Go look at the solar system. You'll understand why right now there's an eclipse. But when our sages were discussing and they were saying, when there's this injustice, that causes this type of eclipse, and that injustice causes that type of eclipse, they weren't talking about the cause and effect in this world. They were talking about why God created this in the world in the first place. V'al aruchot, over great winds, you also make a blessing. Baruch shekuchot gvurotom aleolam, we bless Hashem whose might is throughout the world. May ruchot, what are these great winds? Amar Abaye, zapa. What's zapa? So he tells us here, a storm. He translates it to Yiddish, storm. V'amar Abaye, grime de zapa b'leilia lohavi. We have a tradition that storms of this kind, this type of tornado, doesn't happen at night. V'aka chazin and dehavi. The Gemara says, wait a second, you do see storms at night. What do you mean there aren't storms at night? Tornadoes don't only strike by day. The Gemara says, right. Hahudat chule b'imama. They start by day and then they run into the night. But the storms don't begin at night. Okay? V'amar Abaye, it's not talking about the United States or Canada. No, because there, you know, you're watching a storm progress. You know, it's progressing for 5 days. Now go decide, where did it start? In the ocean? When it hit dry land? Who did, you know, they're talking in Babylon and Israel. Okay. Ma'amar Abaye, grime dezapa bet shai lo kai. We have a tradition that a storm won't last for 2 hours, or 2 hours into the day. I don't know what he means by bet shai. Bet shai lo kai, lekeyem ha-shenema lo takum pa'amayim tzara. V'aka chazin an dekai. Wait a second, we do see storms that last for 2 hours. What are you telling me a storm doesn't last 2 hours? The Gemara says, the kamafsik beni beni. Yeah, but there's a pause, there's a break. So you understand, you can't prove any of this. I'll say that was a break, you'll say that was a break. Okay, that wasn't a break, it was a break. Obviously, these were things that were said to the common folk on their level, and the rabbis meant something much deeper. Yeah, we need a tradition about whether a storm is going to last for 2 hours. That's something Moshe has to teach us. Who cares? We need a tradition about whether a storm starts by day or starts by night. He's telling me, Gemiri, I have a tradition. The rabbis had nothing better to do with their time than discuss whether storms begin by day or by night. Obviously, he's saying things with terminology that the common folk will hear and walk home and say, oh, that's interesting. And the rabbis understood the deeper meaning. The idea was they were giving speeches with a lot of halacha so that the common folk would know halacha. And you got to spice up your speeches with stories. So you're not going to say stories that are foolish. You're going to say stories that have a deeper meaning for those who understand. What time is Maariv? 30 or 35? 30. 30? So we'll pause here.